Backers of a controversial proposed mine in southwest Alaska are taking another significant step forward. Pebble Limited Partnership has announced that tomorrow it'll apply for a federal Clean Water Act permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's the first of many permit applications Pebble needs to file before it can build the proposed copper and gold mine. But it's still a triumph for its sponsors. With this, Pebble will have checked off all three goals it wanted to accomplish this year: a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency, a new financial partner, and a permit application. Tom Collier is Pebble's CEO, and he says he's pleased.
Now we're going to be able to have a debate about exactly what we're proposing to do, and I think that'll be pretty healthy for resolving all the various disagreements about the project.
The permit application triggers the federal environmental review process. Agencies will use that process to determine whether the mine should be approved. It also means more detailed plans on the mine's design will soon be made public. For environmental groups fighting the mine, it's a dramatic turn from just a year ago, when the Obama administration had proposed Clean Water Act restrictions that threw the mine's future into question. Back then, EPA said it was responding to widespread local concern that the mine could harm the Bristol Bay salmon fishery. Alana Hurley is executive director of United Tribes of Bristol Bay. She says the mine is harder to fight once the permitting process begins, but not impossible.
We're very confident that we will be able to defeat this project within the permitting process, because you cannot change the fact that this type of development will devastate the Bristol Bay fishery.
Just this Monday, Pebble announced it secured a new partner for the mine, the Canadian company First Quantum Minerals. Pebble's leadership says First Quantum Minerals' investment in the project will help fund it through the permitting process. Pebble hopes to complete permitting in 3 to 5 years.